This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States and Britain have condemned the detention of Venezuelan opposition politician Freddy Guevara and called for his immediate release. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters in Washington Tuesday that the United States considers the detention unjust. And it also condemns the, quote, harassment of interim president Juan Guaido. Guaido is an ally of Guevara and the opposition leader, whom the United States considers Venezuela's legitimate leader. Britain's Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab released a statement Tuesday on Twitter calling the government of Nicolas Maduro illegitimate and saying it must release Mr. Guevara and all political prisoners. He added, quote, free, fair elections are the only way to end the crisis in Venezuela. Venezuelan prosecutors on Monday announced they had charged Guevara with terrorism and treason after the country's military intelligence service arrested him from his car on a Caracas highway. Guaido said Monday that unidentified armed men threatened him when he left his apartment Monday in an effort to assist Guevara. The incidents took place as the government and opposition prepare for negotiations next month aimed at resolving Venezuela's political crisis, in which Nicolas Maduro and Juan Guaido both claim the Venezuelan presidency after a disputed 2018 election. Maduro said on state television Monday that he had proof some, quote, bad actors were plotting a takeover and that prosecutors had acted on the basis of that proof. He also said the United States and European Union should lift sanctions on Venezuela before the negotiations begin. The White House announced Tuesday that First Lady Jill Biden will lead the official U.S. delegation at the Tokyo Olympics, July 23rd.